Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin and my co-host Brian Thompson is off today. Our guest today is Maria, and I will not say her last name because number one, it has three parts and it is Spanish and I can't say it at all. And so I just let Maria say it. She's like Cher to me. She's got one name. She's with Global Impact Readiness, and we are talking about how to keep your business survivable in case of a disaster so that you make it through the disaster pretty much unscathed. Is that correct?
Yes. We're looking at you survive the disaster, whatever it is over.
Exactly. It happened.
Now, what's the next step? You're standing in front of your business.
How do I get my business back up and running?
How do we get this back on the road and back where we want to be?
So if I'm a person that's come to you for a consultation, which you said during the break, you said to me that's it's a free consultation.
Absolutely.
To talk to you the first time, to just get a brief overview of what you could provide. We've walked through my business. I have a physical location, and we've walked through and we've talked about making sure I have my products, my inventory up off the floor a certain height so that, you know, water won't damage it. And that's probably just a good idea in general so that, you know, water seepage doesn't get to it at some point if you have a leak in your water heater. But now what? Now let's talk about, we talked about human resources and how do I plan for that? Because if I only have a limited amount of employees and five of them have been affected by some disaster, what do I do?
Well, that is going to depend a lot on your industry.
Okay.
Are you in a place where you can very quickly go, you know, do you have other businesses that you can go to and say, hey, loan me an employee or two for a few days, you know, because this just happened.
Sure.
And that's one thing that I found that I've realized over the last 10 years, even within the business community, some people say, oh, business people are so competitive, so cutthroat. You know what? When something bad happens, we pull together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
We help each other.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to those other businesses that are within your same industry and have that agreement ahead of time.
Sure.
Can you share employees for a week or two until you can get your workforce back up and running?
Yeah.
Look at what other locations, you know, can you have an agreement with those businesses? Let's say that you make widgets.
Okay.
You make widgets.
I make the best ones around.
Just there you
so
go.
You know.
There you go.
My employees are awesome.
Number one widget maker. But you're not the only business in town that makes widgets. There's two more.
Mm-hmm.
So can you have an agreement that in case one of you gets taken out, another one can either make widgets for you, which you would then replace?
Sure.
As soon as you are up and running, not necessarily take your customers. That's not the point.
Right. No. Just help me with my inventory.
Help me continue
to fill the orders.
And if it happens to you, then I'll do the same for you. You know, reciprocal agreement. And those are things that can easily be worked out.
Oh, yeah. And I think you're right, especially in our community here. People are very willing to help out. And we really pull together as a community with sharing of commodities or whatever it is. Because sometimes it is the inventory that goes that you had. Or can I borrow your kitchen to make my product because my kitchen is down.
Exactly.
I still want to be able to fill the orders that I've gotten, but I don't have a kitchen or I don't have a press or something like that that they're using or mine is temporarily broken. Can we work something out so that...
And the reality is those agreements happen all the time.
They do. I agree with you that I think they happen more than you think. And I think there are a lot of different groups within our area in Monroe County and the surrounding counties that have, I want to call them memberships, but they have different associations, I guess.
Yes.
And they do talk. And, you know, people think that people in the restaurant industry are very cutthroat. But I know a lot of restaurateurs, and they're very good friends with other restaurateurs.
Yes, and they, because you know what the other person is going through.
Exactly.
You understand their business.
Well, they work the same hours, and they, you know, they're who you hang with.
Exactly.
So, go ahead.
So it's an idea of let's help each other, mm-hmm. because during times of disaster, times of emergency, that's all that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not willing to help the rest of your community out, your community is going to look at you and go, you know what? I don't think we want to help you this time.
Exactly.
You're on your own.
Exactly. And that's not something you want. You don't want to be out there on your own.
No.
We all, you know, there's a saying about it takes a village to raise,
yes.
to raise a child. It takes a village to keep a village going.
Exactly. It really does. So the idea is what are those agreements that we can make ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
so that your business name is still up there. Mm-hmm. It's still part of the community. And people don't just think, oh, you know, her widget business went out because mm-hmm. of the disaster. No, it didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't know how the business keeps on running because that's
right.
behind the scenes.
Right.
But as far as the community is concerned, mm-hmm. you're still up and running. And that, I think, is very important.
Right. And like I love what you said is, you know, if it happened to them, you would help them. So you want them... You got to think about it as if what would you want or have happen if it happened to you? So yeah. you'd want someone to be able to rely on and that would help out. So it doesn't help anyone, especially our community, to be so selfish, I guess, to not want to help someone else.
Absolutely. And some of these agreements are standard in some industries.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the idea of let's bring that spirit of cooperation.
Right.
When it matters
mm-hmm.
To the fore.
Well, and you want your competitors to still have competitors because it
yes.
it makes us all better to have mm-hmm. competitors. If there was just one company that built widgets, then they might get lax on their standards and
Absolutely.
Not build great widgets. But having someone chasing them or having someone to compete with always makes the bar go higher and it makes it better.
Absolutely. So we have that aspect of things. Or maybe it's my storage facility.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me store some widgets?
Sure.
We've talked about the idea of, you know, sharing your human resources space for mm-hmm. a little bit. But there are so many different little things that you can look at. And sometimes it's just physical improvements to the building.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that businesses have to comply with OSHA regulations.
Absolutely.
Not everybody is as good about it as they should be,
mm-hmm.
but everybody complies.
Yep.
Let's kick it up a notch, so
yeah.
to speak, and not just comply with OSHA regulations, but make it just a little bit better.
Absolutely.
Because let's say that, and this is absolutely true, people don't think about it, but we live in earthquake country.
Yes, we do.
Earthquakes can and do happen here in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
So if the earthquake happens at 3:30 p.m. on a Thursday afternoon, more than likely you have a building full of employees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do you protect your employees, which we know are probably your biggest asset within any company?
Right.
How do you protect
What's
them?
What's the plan?
What's the plan?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Yeah. Do they all just run scared or do you have a plan?
And more importantly, do you practice that plan?
We are out of time, but I think you are a great person to talk to, and I think everybody should be calling you. So let's make sure you give your website and your phone number so people can call and consult with you.
Absolutely. My website is www.globalimpactreadiness.com.
And a phone number?
And a phone number. They can call me at 812-219-3684. I'll be more than happy to talk to them, or you can email me at maria@globalimpactreadiness.com.
Awesome. Thanks for being here, Maria.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us today. And remember, if you missed any part of this program, you can listen to the podcast on WGCL website at wgclradio.com and also on the FC Tucker Facebook page. Mm-hmm.